Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Hercules Tires, right on our strength. Now, with all the latest from NASCAR Touring Series, local and international racing, here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
Two familiar names to NASCAR Coast to Coast are set to begin their rookie season in the NASCAR Can-Am Coast to Coast West. It's rookie to be a part of our NASCAR Can-Am Coast to Coast West preview show here today on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show, presented by Hercules Tires, right on our strength. Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse with you with a new look this week. Well, a look at all as we, for the first time in 2 years, go back to video streaming here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Kyle Rickey here in Killingly, Connecticut. Hannah Newhouse looking very comfortable right now in the Concord, North Carolina studios of the Motor Racing Network. They say this is an upgrade, Hannah. I guess it is. Are you looking good at the Motor Racing Network right now?
Yeah, the studio is awesome. This is my first time in here, and I'm looking forward to doing this video. I would say, though, I think I'm looking pretty snazzy compared to your little setup there, but it's okay. We can work on that.
Fresh from the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series Championship Banquet Stage 2 years ago. There was some short track racing this past weekend. Hannah, I know you had a busy weekend, but were you able to get to any of the short tracks that were in action, primarily in the Carolinas this past weekend?
Unfortunately, I was not, and I'm really bummed about that. Almost made that last-minute decision to go to Caraway on Sunday, but it wasn't. But late model racing was underway here in North Carolina. Specifically, Caraway kicked off their season with twin late model stock races, where you had Trey Gibson, who dominated both of those races.
That was at the Caraway Speedway, Greenville Pickens Speedway, also in action over the weekend. Trey Gibson picking up both of the 50-lap feature wins in the late models. Jason McDowell won in the Super Stocks. Next event at Greenville Pickens coming up this weekend, featuring the limited late models on Saturday, March 10th. Southern National also in action over the weekend, Hannah.
Yeah, Southern National kicked off their season as well. They had the Dogwood 265, where it was a great race. Philip Morris had made his return. He said it's always good to go to Southern National and race there. He dominated the late model stock portion over Tyler Hughes and Terry Deese. And then A.J. Sanders took the win in that mini stock division. Their next race is later in the month, March 31st.
Little bit of a break at Southern National Motorsports Park. Coming up on the show today, NASCAR K&N Pro Series West rookie contender Trevor Huddleston, who just this week announced a part-time ride with Sunrise Ford team and owner Bob Brancati, and what kind of a transition, Hannah, do you think it'll be for this young driver coming from the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series ranks, finishing second in the national standings last year, going from a late model to a K&N car this year?
I think Trevor set himself up in a pretty good situation. He made a K&N Pro Series start in 2016 for Sunrise Ford, so this isn't his first time working with this team. He's got a lot of experience at Irwindale, tons and tons of laps. He's raced multiple late model races last year as he chased his national title at Kern County Raceway Park. So he's put himself in a really good position to make that transition over. There's not a lot of a difference between these heavy late model cars over to a K&N car. The horsepower weight ratio is pretty similar. He's got experience in super late models as well. So the experience is going to definitely play in his part as he goes into Kern for his first race with Sunrise Ford.
A lot of experience at the Irwindale Speedway and his family, part of allowing that track to continue. So we'll talk about that with Trevor coming up here in a little bit. Obviously, a lot of talk last year about the future of Irwindale Speedway. So Trevor and his family getting involved and helping that track run here in 2018. Also on the show today, Bill McAnally, racing rookie, also in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. 16-year-old Haley Deegan will join us. From an off-road champion to asphalt stock cars, we talk about the transition for Trevor. Same type of story here for Haley, flying through the air in an off-road truck to racing stock cars in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West this year for Bill McAnally. What do you think of her transition and obviously a bigger transition than Trevor earlier that we talked earlier today?
Yeah, Haley's put herself in a really good position. I think that her dad knew going into this transition that he needed to have all of the right people in her corner. So he sent her over to Bill McAnally Racing, which is known for developing these drivers. Todd Gilliland's a great example, two-time champion the last 2 years out on the K&M Pro Series West. Haley's got good people in her corner. She's got driver coach Eric Holmes, who's a past K&M West champion, in her ear talking to her. And I think the biggest thing for her is going to be this seat time. Obviously, like you said, she's got a lack of seat time in this late model stock car type racing where she comes from dirt and air and throwing these race cars around. So her biggest thing is going to be seat time. But I've seen a lot of videos of her testing, whether it was a late model, a ride-along car, anything she can do to get behind the wheel of a stock car right now. Deacon's doing it, so I think it's going to play well into her factor. As she already made her K&N East debut earlier last month at New Smyrna Speedway, she had battery issues, which was unfortunate. But the more laps, the better for this girl. It's all going to come into play later in the year.
We will talk to Haley Deegan coming up in a few minutes. But next, Trevor Huddleston will join us on this edition of NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-242-1706. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-242-1706. That's 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast on MRN.com. Now, back to Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
Last year, Trevor Huddleston nearly won the national championship in the NASCAR Whelen All-American Series. This year, he'll move into the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West part-time to join with one of the strongest teams in the series in Sunrise Ford. Trevor joins us now on the guest line. Trevor, welcome back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, and congratulations on your new opportunity.
Thank you. It was a great year for us in the late model, and we're very stoked on this opportunity that Bob Rincotti has given me. And, you know, it's just, I'm really looking forward to it, and thanks for having me on the show. Looking forward to talking to you guys.
And we're looking forward to seeing you at Kern County Raceway Park next week. I'll actually be there. So looking forward to watching you firsthand. Last year, your guys' focus was obviously on your late model program. It came down to the wire with you and Lee Pulliam for that national championship. But what was the deciding factor, and how did this ride come about of you running in the K&M Pro Series for Sunrise Ford this year?
It definitely couldn't have done it without everybody on my team, High Point Racing, to get me able to run for the national title last year, which helped get my name out there and, you know, really get my name on the scene. And Bob Rincotti, one of the top K&M teams on the West Coast, he's been watching me since I was born, pretty much, because I've been running around Irwindale Speedway, and he's just always been there, and he's kind of watched me go through the ranks, and he finally came to me one day and was like, you know what, your time's come, and that, like, without his help, I mean, I wouldn't be able to be where I am today. I mean, he's given me such an amazing opportunity to go out and drive one of his cars, so I just got to do my part. I know he's given me the best equipment he can give me, so now it's all on me. I got to bring her home safe and see what I can do.
Understand it's a part-time schedule with of course driving with your teammates Ryan Partridge and Derek Thorne, who'll be running for the championship. What does your schedule look like right now?
Yeah, so we're gonna start out. We're gonna for sure.
Chris Crockett here with one of the heads of our.
But really, it all depends, I think, on how I do at Kern. Kern's gonna be like an audition for me. If I can prove myself and prove to myself that I can do it and prove to Bob that I'm capable of running his cars up front, I think he might give me the opportunity to run the whole year. So I'm really looking forward to this race coming up in the next week. We've got a lot of big names in it, Derek Thorne, Ryan Partridge, both my teammates. So they're giving me a lot of help. I'm also going to be able to learn off Kevin Harvick. He's going to be running that race too. So I'm looking to see if I can follow his line a little bit, get some pointers. But, yeah, we'll see. Starting out with five, I just got to bring her home solidly in the top 10, top five, somewhere in there, and maybe get a win. But just got to do my part.
Now, you mentioned having your teammates, Ryan Partridge and Derek Thorne. Thorne, previous champion, and Partridge, who's been in contention a couple years, both coming back to Sunrise Ford to race, so that'll be interesting. You'll get to pick their brains. But what has the transition been like, or do you expect it to be like going into running a more full-time K&N series schedule from the late models, since primarily you ran late models last year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as far as the car goes, I mean, they're totally different. I mean, it's like driving a whole new animal. Obviously, the tires are bigger and just everything about them is just way more intense than what I'm used to. But I've been able to practice with our tour cars, some similarities between the two. As far as the schedule goes, I think it's pretty good because, I mean, last year going for the national title, as Lee did the same thing. I mean, you're racing every weekend. I mean, you're always on the go, traveling here and there. As far as the K&N goes, I mean, there's big breaks in between the races. So it really gives you time to, like, come back, focus, reset, and move on to the next track. As where in the late model, I mean, it's just you're going, 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 going. So it's good. It has its up and downs. I mean, obviously there's not as many races as we did in the late model, but it gives you more time in between to really focus on that car and taking it back to the shop and getting more comfortable with everything. So I'm going to be running my late model and tour car as well, just to get seat time to help me for the K&N. But I think all in all, we're going to have a pretty good year.
We had you on the show a couple of weeks before the end of the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series season last year in what was such a close battle between you and Lee for that title. How disappointing was it, and maybe still is for you, falling just 3 points short there a year ago?
Yeah, it was definitely disappointing, but I can't hang my head. I mean, we went into the year just going out there to win as many races as we could, and we found ourselves in contention for the national title. So, really, I'm bummed, and I'm not bummed, because it opened so many doors as far as you can see. I mean, without running for the national championship, I wouldn't have been able to get this K&N ride. So, really, I'm bummed, and I'm not bummed. Second place to one of the greatest late model drivers of all time is something that I'm still pretty proud of. And I'd actually talked with Lee in North Carolina, and he told me not to hang my head, because when he actually went for his first national title, he told me that he lost it by just a couple points as well. So, and look at him now, 4-time national champion, and doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. So it really helped me motivate myself and our team, because it shows that the West Coast isn't dead, and that people can still go out there and get your name on the NASCAR side on the East Coast. So we're all in all extremely happy and looking forward to hopefully a West Coast guy can maybe bring home, maybe me one day. We'll see.
Now, one of the things that was going on while you guys were battling out for this big national championship was Irwindale Speedway. It was announced that it was no longer going to be in function for 2018, but recent light news comes that it is back this year in 2018. Unfortunately, no K&N Pro Series race on that schedule yet, maybe 2019, but this was your home track, and, you know, it's been in the talks in the news for a while that Irwindale may or may not be going, but what was it like when you heard that Irwindale Speedway will be back for another year, and I know that you guys have some hands in that as well.
Yeah, definitely. The group we're in out here at Irwindale is just one big family, and to think what one day that track was going to close and I wasn't going to be able to hang out with my Saturday night family was just so devastating that when I heard the news that the track was going to reopen, I mean, it just puts the light in my eyes. That's where I was raised. So that track, it taught me everything. It taught me, I learned how to drive a manual there. I won my first race there. So it's such a nice facility. Definitely a bummer that the K&N is not going to be there, but, you bet that they're going to have a K&N race there next year. But yeah, definitely we have my dad actually and Bob and Cotty partnered up, and they they, with a group of other people, have reopened Irwindale, Irwindale Speedway, and they're really trying to turn it around. I mean, it's good that we got some racers in there to turn the place into what racers want. The problem, I think, before we've had just it didn't really work out with the old owners and everything. So now that we're all working together, Kern, Irwindale, all these tracks, Las Vegas, they're working together as one big family. I really think that the track's going to succeed. They're having a lot of big events out there. Starting with this first one, they're having an IROC Race of Champions, Irwindale Race of Champions. Me, Ryan Partridge, Bill Sedgwick, all these guys who've won championships at Irwindale are actually racing this Saturday night for the Night of Destruction race, where hopefully I can bring home a win against Ryan. So really looking forward to be able to be a part of that. I don't know if I'm going to be racing there this year. Definitely when the Tour Series goes there. I don't know about late models, but at least I can just be there on a Saturday night and take in the aroma.
Trevor Huddleston joining us here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Obviously, you mentioned your dad, Tim, part of the group bringing that track back to life for the 2018 season. How much are you involved in those conversations, part one, and then part two? I think I read it's also going to be a NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series track this year, right?
I do believe so. I mean, I'm definitely part of it as much as I can. My mom and dad, though, I mean, they're the people who are there. I mean, they leave our house at 6 in the morning, don't come back till 9 at night, because they're really trying to make the place succeed. Because they just like helping people in general, and for the track to succeed, everyone needs to be happy. So I definitely do my part here and there, trying to do as much as I can. But my focus is on the racing side, and my parents have really given me such great opportunities to where they let me focus on my racing and not have to worry about other aspects. So I definitely can't take credit for much. I mean, the whole team they put together with Bob and his wife, Maureen, my mom, my dad, and all the other Irwindale staff, I think they're really going to make this place succeed. It's something that we need down here in California, because with all these tracks going out of business, it doesn't look so good. So Irwindale Speedway is alive, and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
As is West Coast short track racing, as you mentioned a little bit ago, went to Irwindale Speedway last year as a spectator for the K&N event. Fantastic facility and a fantastic race. One of the few short tracks where you can race 3 and 4 wide around very comfortably and get away with it. It was fun to watch. Trevor, thanks for joining us here on the show today. Best of luck to you a week from this Thursday night in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West season opener at Kern County and throughout the season in your late model as well.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me on. I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Look forward to it. Trevor Huddleston joining us here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Coming up, another new face to the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West, Haley Deegan, will join us after the break.
Chris Crockett here with one of the heads of our Toyota racing family, Martin Truex Jr.
Doing great, Chris. Thanks for asking.
I hadn't asked, but was about to.
Great second question, Chris. Car feels great, and no pressure because of last year's results.
How do you
know what you're about to ask?
Yeah, you're
blowing your mind. Relax, Chris. Being out in the lead is what I do best.
That is
amazing. I know.
NASCAR and Toyota Racing. With a family like this, who knows the places we'll go this season? Learn more at toyotaracing.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me and the rest of the MRN crew every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. We'll put a bow on the weekend's action and get you ready for the upcoming race with the biggest names in the sport.
As you look at that particular race, that's been one of our best races over the years, and I think every driver in the garage is looking forward to racing this particular package.
Your exclusive interviews, expert analysis, as well as stuff you won't hear anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, good job, guys. Good job.
It's NASCAR Live this Tuesday night at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me, man?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley,
we're on a beach, sipping something strong.
Sugarland, Billy Currington, and so much more. Country 500, Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast on MRN.com. Now, back to Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
There will be several new faces in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West this season. We heard from Trevor Huddleston in our last segment. And now we'll hear from Haley Deegan, who will compete for Bill McAnally Racing this season. Haley, welcome back to NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Hi, it's good to be back.
One race already in the books for you, the East race, the season opener last month at the New Smyrna Speedway in Florida. Unfortunately, we documented a few minutes ago, mechanical issues put you behind the wall midway through the race. But up until that point, what was the big takeaway with all the practice and qualifying that you were able to do at New Smyrna?
I felt like it was a really good takeaway of just getting up to speed. I feel like now that I see that I can come to these tracks where I haven't had much time on, and I could be up to pace really quick. And I think it's going to be good for me this season.
Now, one of the things I noticed when I was down at New Smyrna watching you guys race is you had teammates there helping you. You had Cole Rouse, who wasn't actually competing the day before in the late model. He was there helping you, coaching you at New Smyrna. You've got Eric Holmes, a past champion in the K&N West, there coaching you. What's it like to have all of this advice, and how do you think it's going to help you in 2018?
I think it's going to, I feel like, honestly, it's going to double the pace of my acceleration down the road. Just having all the good people around me to give me all the information that I need, because I don't know a ton of stuff about stock racing. I've only been in the stock cars for about a year and a half now, and I can just learn off all these people from what they've experienced, and it's definitely going to help me down the road.
In limited racing, last year at Madeira Speedway, you ran a couple of super late model races. How comfortable are you in these cars? We've seen on your social media over the course of the last several months, a lot of testing for you at places like Irwindale Speedway. Do you feel ready to go for a full season as far as your comfort level in these much heavier stock cars?
Yeah, I think no matter what, I can always get more comfortable. But I think I'm at the maximum amount of driving at this point. I'm at the track. I'm going to be at the track racing 43 weekends this year. I practice every Wednesday at Irwindale. I practice at least 3 days a week at my house. I go to a go-kart track one day a week. And I think that, honestly, I can't be in a car anymore.
Now you talk, you're going back and forth between dirt and asphalt. But one of the things that the K&N Pro Series West is doing this year, and they're shaking it up a little bit, is they have a dirt race later in the year at Las Vegas. It's the same weekend that the Cup and Xfinity and everyone will be there. And the K&N Pro Series are going dirt racing. Obviously, it's in a stock car, but it's a little bit more in your territory. Are you looking forward to that race, and do you think you have an advantage going into it?
Yeah, I think if there's any race I'm going to do really good at, it's going to be that race for sure. I think that even you see, like, when you go to Eldora and stuff, there's the guys who start in, like, Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse, all the guys with the dirt background that come out swinging immediately. And I think that's definitely going to be a good point for me to get the biggest dirt track.
And I think, Hannah, she's already talking to Chris Wright, trying to add some jumps onto that straight away.
Yes.
I've talked to some Toyota people this past weekend in Las Vegas, and they invited some of us MRN folks out to the first Lucas Oil Series off-road event of the season next week while we're at the Auto Club Speedway in Southern California. So how much of the off-road stuff will you be able to do this year around the NASCAR K&N schedule, because you're going to run full-time West and also some part-time in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East?
Yeah, so with the K&N racing, it kind of overlaps quite a few of the days with the off-road racing, but luckily I'm still able to do three of the weekends in off-road racing, which I think are going to help me, because that's why I feel like I have an advantage coming into the stock cars at such like a late time. I feel like I haven't drove on pavement quite a bit, but I feel like the dirt has definitely helped me in the stock cars, and I think that that's still what's going to be helping me in the long run. And so I think if I keep that dirt background, it's definitely going to be a good advantage point for me to get up to pace where everyone else is.
Now, you've captured a championship in the mod carts on dirt in the Lucas Oil off-road racing, and you've also done a lot of podiums in the ProLite division. But going into this stock car, this is going to be your first full year really just focusing on asphalt and stock cars. What are your goals, and what do you expect to really accomplish this year in 2018?
Yeah, I think this year is really my big learning year of just being comfortable in the cars. And I want to start running up front, being show people I can run up in the front pack. I know there's a lot of fast guys out there. And my goals for this season are just kind of top five, be able to run up front. And if we can, at some point, pick up a win, that would be definitely a big goal for mine to have. But I think that's going to come with time and experience.
Now, you have a huge following on social media. In fact, you have a video team that follows you and your dad around a lot of these off-road races, and even while you were in Daytona a couple of weeks ago. Where can folks find you on social media and kind of keep up with what's happening in the life of Haley Deegan?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all just my name, Haley Deegan, on there. And it's pretty easy to find off. And there's also my dad's page, my brother's page, all of us kind of stand behind currently. All of our racing, and also we have a YouTube page called Deegan38, our YouTube name, and that's where we really keep all of our lifestyle videos on there, what we're doing every single day, so that's a good one to go check out.
And there's fun stuff happening in the Deegan family every single day. I can tell you that right now. Final question for you. You're part of the NASCAR Next program and have been for several months now. Saw you in Daytona in the garage on Daytona 500 race morning a couple of Sundays ago. How big of a factor has that program been for you in maybe getting more recognized when you go to these big NASCAR events?
I think that definitely for sure, having the NASCAR Next name behind me, having a NASCAR associated team behind me, everyone who's been behind me has been great supporters, and especially the NASCAR Next program has got me noticed with a lot of new sponsors. People are starting to notice me more. People are like, hey, you're in the NASCAR Next program. A lot of people came from the NASCAR Next program in the past, and I think it's definitely a good thing that's behind me, and hopefully maybe I'll be able to get back into the class this year.
It's been a very successful program, no doubt, and we wish you a lot of that success here in the next couple of years. Thanks for joining us, Haley, here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. We will see you in Southern California just over a week from now.
Yes, thank you.
Haley Deegan joining us, getting ready to compete full-time in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. And Hannah, I think she's going to be a future star in this sport, no doubt, at all levels.
Yes, I agree. She's got her dad, Brian Deegan, really pushing her and helping her. And so she's got all the right people in her corner, so I'm looking forward to seeing her performance this year.
All right, and I'm sure the first of several times we'll have her here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. We'll be back to wrap things up on this edition of NASCAR Coast to Coast in a moment.
The new NASCAR season at the new ISM Raceway in Phoenix. Think it'll be loud? Nope, louder. Think it'll be wild? Nope, wilder. You think you've seen it all? We're just getting started. Join the NASCAR Nation in Phoenix for the Ticket Guardian 500 race weekend, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Find tickets from $30 now at ismraceway.com.
NASCAR Today keeps you up front during the 2018 season.
Our number one goal of any season is to win a championship.
Join me, Woody Kane, each weekday to hear what the stars of the sport are thinking.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what kind of happened.
NASCAR Today. No clicks, no fees, no long lines. Just listen.
So we can get our balance better and get a little more speed, then I feel like, you know, then I could be more aggressive again and try and, you know, make maneuvers.
I'm Chase Elliott. Catch NASCAR Today right here.
MRN.com. Original online audio, video, and digital content.
Need the latest information on each week's races?
Check out the MRN.com Race Center.
Need to find your local radio station for MRN original programs?
And Camping World Truck, Xfinity, and Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series races?
Go to stations on MRN.com.
All the latest NASCAR news and opinion pieces, race schedules, driver standings, and archives of MRN programs,
MRN race broadcasts, and so much more.
MRN.com.
Welcome back to NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network, presented by Hercules Tire. Ride on our strength, the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. They will open up their season just over a week from now. A couple of notes there. Chassis manufacturer LFR has announced that Austin Pickens will drive the company's house car in some part-time events this season. Also, NASCAR Hall of Famer Ray Evernham announces the Grand Marshal at the Spring Sizzler at the Stafford Motor Speedway next month. Can't wait for that season to get underway. And I know, Hannah, you spent five nights with the Ground Pounders a couple of weeks ago in New Smyrna. Are you ready to tackle the Modified Tour season this year?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting to know a lot of the drivers, having them on the show, and really following some Modified action throughout the year. So looking forward to it. It's all new to me, so looking forward to you teaching me a little bit about these Ground Pounders.
See if we can get you up here to the Northeast as well. Maybe attend an event at Thompson or New Hampshire or Stafford. Can't wait. Going to be a fun season for the NASCAR Modifieds. That'll wrap it up here on our first video show of the year. Thanks to Trevor Huddleston and Haley Deegan for joining us. We're Hannah Newhouse. I'm Kyle Rickey. We'll see you back here next week on NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network.
You've been listening to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Hercules Tires on MRN.com. NASCAR Coast to Coast can also be found on MRN.com, iTunes, and YouTube. NASCAR Coast to Coast has been a production of the Motor Racing Network. All rights reserved.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$2-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.